Today is Monday, June 3rd. What to know today about another mass shooting and the email that came just hours earlier. And the president's trip to Europe that will last all week. Plus, get ready to say goodbye to iTunes, ESPN's new test for teens, and the lunch worth more than $4 million. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Well, unfortunately, today we have to start with another mass shooting. It happened in a municipal building in Virginia Beach on Friday. CNN reports 12 people died and four others were hurt. Most of the victims and the gunmen were city employees. The 40-year-old gunman died in a shootout with police, but as far as his motive, authorities aren't so sure. City officials told the AP he quit in an email the morning of the shooting, giving his 2 weeks' notice just hours before opening fire. Authorities are working to find out why. He was considered to be in good standing. He also did not have a criminal record, and two of the guns he used were bought legally. But authorities promised to only say the gunman's name once. Instead, the focus has really been on the victims. Police released their names, photos, job titles, and other details, and the community there held a large vigil over the weekend to honor them. President Trump and the First Lady arrive in London today for a state visit to the United Kingdom. He'll be with Prince Charles today and Prime Minister Theresa May tomorrow. Mostly, he's there for social events and ceremonies, and later this week, he'll join world leaders to commemorate the 75th anniversary of the D-Day invasion during World War II. But first, the AP reports in the UK, there's some other stuff that could come up, like Huawei, for example. Remember, Huawei is a Chinese tech company that President Trump says is a global security threat, warning it's controlled by the Chinese government, even though the Chinese government says not true. Either way, the U.S. has stopped working with the company and is pressuring Britain to do the same. So far, the government there hasn't decided. And President Trump just weighed in on Brexit even before arriving, telling the Sunday Times that the UK should walk away from negotiations with the European Union if it cannot get a good deal. It's a touchy subject right now. Prime Minister Theresa May is stepping down because she couldn't get enough support for her deal. So exactly how Britain will be leaving the EU later this year is still up in the air. By the way, ABC News says thousands of people are planning to protest his visit. And there's another point of tension. The Sun reported Trump called the Duchess of Sussex, Meghan Markle, quote, nasty for saying in the past that Trump is misogynistic. Well, Trump says he didn't really call her that and that the media is twisting his words, even though there is an audio recording. Trump will spend 3 days in Britain and then will fly to Ireland, then France. Those applying for a U.S. visa will have to hand over more personal info soon, including social media accounts. It's part of a new screening rule under the Trump administration. TechCrunch says when you apply, the U.S. now wants to know all of your social media names and 5 years' worth of email addresses and phone numbers. Bloomberg reports it will likely affect more than 14 million people a year. Officials say national security is the top priority, and this is helping to improve that. Critics say the questions create an environment for profiling and discrimination. The change was announced last year, but will go into effect this week. Google is getting ready for a legal fight. The Wall Street Journal reports the Justice Department is now expected to launch a new investigation into the tech company, and that could lead to new government regulations against one of the world's most powerful companies. In fact, the New York Times reports lawmakers on both sides of the aisle have expressed concern over big tech, like how President Trump and other Republicans have worried there's bias in some search results, even though Google says there isn't. While some Democrats are openly concerned that such large companies hurt competition. Google's rivals agree with that one, saying Google uses its popular search engine to promote its own content over others, which they see as an unfair advantage. Google, on the other hand, says its products and services simply make the web easier to navigate, and the Journal reports the company feels ready to show the Justice Department its investigation is based on out-of-date complaints. By the way, the Washington Post says regulators now have decided the Justice Department will oversee Google, as we just talked about, while the FTC, or Federal Trade Commission, will watch over Amazon. Today, all eyes on yet another company that's faced some criticism for having too much power, Apple. But we won't be talking about Apple today for that reason. Apple is holding its big annual event called the Worldwide Developers Conference, basically when Apple lays out its plans for the next year. A few of the biggest announcements expected, a new iOS update, which is the software for iPhones and iPads. Also, Bloomberg reports Apple will likely announce the end of iTunes. Instead, the company plans to just have three separate apps for music, TV, and podcasts, even on desktops and laptops. As for new tech, CNBC says don't expect a new iPhone or anything, but Apple may put out a new high-end desktop computer. We might also hear about upgrades for Apple Watches and Apple TVs. Stay tuned. All right, more news ahead, but first, a quick break to thank this week's sponsor, Ancestry. Ever wonder where your family comes from? I know I have. Well, like me, you can discover more about them and learn about your story by combining the Ancestry DNA test with billions of historical family records. I just received my results. I'm excited to dig in and share with you some of my results later this month. But at first glance, it helps confirm what I've been told over the years about where my grandparents lived. And Ancestry even allows you to start a family tree to learn more about your complete story. And it's really simple to get started. Just sign up, you receive a box in the mail to submit your spit with easy-to-follow instructions, and before you know it, Ancestry is hard at work for you and then delivers great information about your family history. And of course, the Newsworthy listeners get a little something extra. Go to ancestry.com/newsworthy for 20% off your Ancestry DNA kit. That's ancestry.com/newsworthy for 20% off your Ancestry DNA kit. Go to ancestry.com/newsworthy. All right, now back to the news. It's a big day for baseball. The Major League Draft starts today. All 30 MLB teams will take turns picking players. To be drafted, players need to be high school graduates or in college. CBS Sports says there will be 1,200 people selected this year, and the Baltimore Orioles will have the first pick. Players picked in the first two rounds are looking at $1 million signing bonuses. The draft is broken up into 3 days, and you can catch the first two rounds tonight at 7 o'clock Eastern Time on the MLB Network. ESPN hoped to reach more teenagers with a new way to watch the NBA Finals. Variety reports the network tested a special live stream on its app for Game 2 last night, with a few more casual hosts and emoji-like symbols and cartoons popping up during the game. Experts say it's meant to be like the hugely popular live streaming platform Twitch that broadcasts video games and esports. But critics are already saying ESPN kind of missed the mark, that unlike Twitch, the new NBA stream had little to no interaction that teen fans often look for. Either way, ESPN has been testing a variety of new ways to watch sports as people's viewing habits are changing. An anonymous bidder agreed to pay a record amount for a private lunch with billionaire Warren Buffett. More than $4.5 million, and it's all for charity. Of course, Buffett is the chairman of Berkshire Hathaway and one of the richest men in the world. Reuters reports he's held this auction for nearly 20 years in a row now, where people can bid to have lunch with him all through eBay. The proceeds go to the Glide Foundation, which is a charity that serves the poor, homeless, and people battling substance abuse. The winner will get to bring 7 friends, and they'll eat at a steakhouse in Manhattan. Godzilla, King of the Monsters, was the king of the box office over the weekend, but still, it didn't do quite as well as expected. The movie is the third Godzilla installment. Variety says it was number one, bringing in $49 million in North America, but it was still well behind the first two Godzilla movies. Aladdin slipped to number two, Rocket Man took third place. And that's it. You are all caught up from the weekend. Thank you so much for listening. And a quick reminder to any women in the LA area, I will be in Santa Monica this Tuesday night interviewing my friend about her book, Bossed Up. You can learn more and join us for free. Just register at bossedup.org/LA. Again, check it out and learn more at bossedup.org/LA. As always, if you want to read more about any of the stories we talked about, just go to the homepage of thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and look for today's date. You'll find all the story sources and links right there. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.